noise for Tristan Wheeler and Jack Lamming. T-I on T-I-T-R Radio Pizza Party. What do you do?
Yeah.
What
now?
Make it louder.
Make it louder.
Woo! I'm hungry. Let's start the show.
Hey.
Hi.
Where you been?
Whoa.
Hey, let's just pause that.
Pausing. Where have I been? Well, I've been sitting in this chair for waiting for this show to start. And you're, of course, listening to Radio Pizza,
Pizza Party
on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from
the unceded territories of the Musqueam people,
which is also known as the University of British Columbia.
Yep. We've been gone for a while.
So, if you're a first time long time, you might notice that, hey, my two favorite boys have been away.
And I'm not talking about your two sons.
Yeah, and I'm not talking about Wham, George Michael and the other guy.
Oh, yes. Their guy.
Yeah. I'm talking about my men. My fellers.
Your big boys.
My big boys, Jack and Tristan.
Big tall boys.
We've been away. We've been correspondingly away.
Been out
and
about.
Alternate weekends, and we just haven't been in the show.
In the show. What do you know? We haven't been in the show.
Of course, I am Tristan.
Yes, you are correct.
Who has the one who carries the ash she Larry's.
Yes.
Wheeler.
Yes.
And my co-host.
Hi, I'm Jack.
Is Jack.
That's me.
Just Jack, you're going to...
I'm
going to
go with just Jack, mononym, yeah. Prince.
Like a prince or a...
Like Prince Philip. He just goes by Philip now.
Oh, really? What happened?
Well, he got kicked out of the royal family.
What did he do? They finally got around to it?
Yeah, they were like, you know what? You've been gross for like 40 years.
Yeah.
You cheated on your wife.
No, that was Charles.
I'm assuming Philip did too.
I mean, I don't know if we can make that
actually,
assumption.
We're on the BBC. Yeah. This is royal slander. I don't think we're allowed to. This isn't good.
Yeah, no, Philip is still, I'm married. I'm not going to say happily married because if you're a king, I feel like you're kind of obligated to be married. Or he's not even the king. Royalty, I feel like once you're married, you just got to.
Once you're in it, you're in it.
You're in it, you're in
except
it.
For the except guy for that got divorced time. And got kicked out.
Yeah.
That was bad.
Typically, we don't have this much royalty monarchy chat on Radio Pizza Party.
Yeah, usually we're pretty royalty-free.
Yeah, we do play a lot of royalty-free music. We go on incompetech.com. Do you remember that website?
No, is that a thing?
It's a website for people who are like 15 and needed music for their short films, like I was.
Yes, because you used to do short films and raps.
Yeah. But this show is a show where two guys, and sometimes a guest, sometimes two guests, our last episode we had two guests, we discuss things, we have segments, we have games, we have conflict, you go through the entire human spectrum of emotions in a radio show.
Do we ever go through guilt?
Ooh. Let's try to do guilt sometime today.
Okay.
Let's remember to
maybe
do
maybe we
that.
Can tie that in with our guest situation.
I don't know if we need to feel guilty in that situation.
No, but we could inspire guilt.
Oh, yeah.
Do we usually have guests on this show?
That are guilty? Or
just guests in general.
Yeah, we. I don't know, usually is maybe not the strictest term.
Not the best word
not
for
the,
it.
You know, yeah, like you should hit the thesaurus for that one. But we will have guests. We have in the past had guests on the show. Which is, of course, Radio Pizza Party. So a lot of the times we start out the show by talking about...
Wait, hold
oh,
on,
sorry.
I,
yeah.
Commonly, consistently, customarily, frequently, generally, and mostly.
I would say generally.
Yeah?
No.
Okay, normally?
What's the weakest of those?
Occasionally?
Occasionally, definitely.
Ordinarily, regularly, routinely. Best one here. Sometimes.
Oh, definitely sometimes.
I'd say sometimes.
Sometimes with the guests. Yeah. But actually, before we go into our next segment, Jack, have you been, man? We haven't been on the mic for so long.
We haven't been on the mics, and we haven't been talking, because this is a business relationship, and once we're done on the mics, we're done in real life.
Yeah, we're like hauling oats.
Yeah. Well, he's just the one guy.
He sows the wild oats, and I run down the hall.
That's why it was. He was like, come on, man, you got to clean these up. You can't be doing this.
Yeah, and he's like, What's that? I gotta do a few more laps.
You make my dreams come true. Because I had a nightmare about doing this.
No.
I don't want to be cleaning up oats in a hallway.
I can't go for that.
No.
Wait, that's... Is that
I know fun? You might be a rich girl, but I'm not.
You're being a man. Okay, we could probably do that for all a while.
Right, yeah. When a man loves a woman.
Get less funny.
I've been good.
Good?
Yeah.
When have you ever not been good? In the last 2 weeks.
In the last 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Ooh. I got a blister pretty bad the other day.
So about 90% of the time you've been not good.
No, I mean, it was more like when I took off the glove because I was gardening. Because not to brag, but I have a garden.
He's a bit of a green thumb.
I'm a bit of a green thumb. And I took off my glove and I was like, oh no.
My thumb's not green. It's
kind of pinkish because it wasn't like bleeding or anything. I just got it.
Which is a horrifying sight.
Yeah.
You see your hand like, that's kind of pinkish?
Yeah, I was like, oh no. So there was that one split second. Oh, I snapped one on my blister. And then it
hurt.
There was
a split second of realization of, like, of horror?
Oh, this is bad. And I was like, wait a minute. I've had blisters before. Mm-hmm. I've never died. And then I was good.
Oh, you're okay.
Yeah, I'm fine.
So maybe I should switch that around, saying 90% good in the last 2 weeks, 10% bad.
I'd say 99%. Like, it was really short. Mm-hmm. It's kind of annoying because it's on the joint of my thumb. So it doesn't heal very quickly, but like, whatever. Mm. It's just a blister. It's not going to go wild. Like, it's not in the sun.
Ah, let me go on. I think it's the lyric.
Let me go wild?
I thought it was let me go on.
Let's do this.
If you know the lyrics to Blister in the Sun by the Violent Femmes, call in to 604-822-2487 on CITR. We will be fielding all Violent Femmes questions about their lyrics and about their band members. No, nothing about our opinions, though. Do not ask what we think of the Violent Femmes.
Wow, you're right. I was wrong.
So if you have a question about the Violent Femmes that does not have to do with the Let Me Go On thing of
it.
There's
more. Keep going.
There's lots of other things to ask about Violent Femmes. So that's keeping an open call for that.
Yeah. Should we go to our first segment?
Why don't we go to our first little segment? All right.
This is the first segment. This is pretty traditional. This is the news.
Whoa. What's happening?
It's the Anderson Cooper theme song.
Oh, you switched it?
Yeah. Do you want me to try a different one?
Well, I thought we have a typical one. Didn't I?
Well, I mean, we do, but it's been a while. We might. Yeah. It's been a while.
I thought we make a theme song. You typically you stay to it, Jack.
No, I'm going to try a different Anderson Cooper theme song. Oh, here we go.
Oh, there's a bass. Is this Andy on the bass? Yeah. Yes.
This is some, like, New Order. This is some Joy Div vision.
Yeah.
Hey.
Ho. Oh,
down to remember that.
Down to the river of a fallen creek.
This city.
Yeah, all those songs by Joy Division.
Yeah, all right. First piece of news. First, the first one.
Piece of news, the first.
Meet Iceland's, this is a headline, not really a piece of news. Meet Iceland's whaling magnate. He has no issues with his house made of whale meat.
Ooh.
What do you think of this?
Well, I'm going...
This is from the New York Times.
This is from the New York Times. I think that a house made of whale meat shall not stand. It's divided upon it. You know that?
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln. A house made of whale meat shall not stand.
Yeah.
Which is why we're banning whaling. Whaling. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think about a sort of house... Architecturally? Architecturally.
I can't imagine it looking very good unless the ice in Iceland is very literal. Because it's going to melt. Or not, maybe not melt, but rot?
Rot. I feel like because whales are famous for their oil.
Yes.
And every time I've had oil in a warm environment, but then again, this is Iceland. But mm-hmm. I will say in my experience, that oil will then turn to a liquid, which will then slip and slide around, I suppose. Around would be the word.
Sideways. Up and down, maybe?
I'll do an up and down slide if somebody's got the right apparatus.
Man. Don't say that on the radio. Don't say you'll do an up and down. It's gross.
I'm sorry. Sorry if kids are listening.
All right. So all in all.
Just another brick.
That's fine. Whale all you want.
Yeah.
Tristan, you'd like to go on record that you're in favor of whaling.
Record Favor Wailing.
What if I say the record is the White Album?
If I'm on the White Album and I'm like, there's just a song that's called Tristan is Pro Wailing.
Yeah.
I'd take that.
But it's 5 seconds and it's you going, kill him.
Kill them all.
I hate whales.
I feel like that would be like right after Revolution 9. That's what I'd want that to be. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever listened to the White Album all the way through.
It's a great album.
I want to go on the record with that.
You want to go on them being like in the album, being like, hey,
I haven't listened to this.
I haven't listened to this all the way through.
Yeah.
So
I'm the sound engineer. I haven't listened to this.
Yeah. I'm doing a horrible job. I'm recording myself.
How do I turn this off? And you hear a click. That wasn't the one. Sorry.
That wasn't it. He has a computer.
Oh, no. It's the 70s. I'm having a bad time. All right. Here's the next piece of news. Turns out if you spew enough bull... Give me a bleep.
A little bit of...
Bullshit. People will start to do the bare minimum.
I imagine
you're going to have to give me some context there.
I think that has to do with this whole people being banned from things like YouTube. People generally being people, Alex Jones types.
You mean him in particular.
You know, people named Alex Jones. I'm not going to
Who name are in names. The Alex Jones show.
I'm not going to name names. I'm not going to point fingers. But people who are in the camp of Alex Jones have been.
He has a summer camp?
Yeah. And you do not want to know what happens on there. And that.
Well,
camp.
They turn frogs. I guess they. Don't turn frogs
gay. No, they try
gay.
To probably make them not.
Yeah.
I guess.
Which is illegal in many states to do like gay conversion therapy. I'm not sure about on
and
frogs.
And on animals, it's probably added, I guess.
Yeah, that's animal cruelty.
Yeah, animal cruelty.
It's animal testing at the very least. And Lush is against animal testing. So
yeah. So Lush,
I'm
thank
not
going to
get any of my hair care products in there.
Yeah.
That's how my bangs are so lush.
Yeah. Jack has like a what is that called? Like a Betty... Booper haircut? Is that what that's called?
A Betty Draper.
Yeah, it's a Betty Draper haircut.
With all those bangs that she used to have in that show.
Yeah.
What do you think about Alex Jones being banned?
I think it's interesting that they'd ban someone and then not ban everyone. That's something I don't understand.
So you think that Facebook should have gone from 6.999 billion users to...
Zero.
None.
Yeah. Because I think like if it's fair, you got to ban everyone.
That's true. That's why the legal system's so fair. If somebody gets arrested for murder, everybody does.
Yeah,
that's an eye for an eye.
Yes.
For an eye for an eye for an eye for an eye.
And so on. And that's why you don't, that's why like there's no murders. That's why we don't get arrested.
Yeah.
If you have anything to dispute that, call in
604-822-2487. Please call in. We'd love a caller.
I'd love a call in. Call in Farrell. Why don't we move on to the next piece of news?
All right. Cooking oil may prevent the spread of foodborne illnesses, says the United Coalition of Dads at Food Festivals.
Wow, so that's a notable lobby group, I've understood. So I don't know how we can
the DAFF.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, the DAF.
So I guess foodborne, that makes sense because I guess cooking oil is so hot.
Yes, that it gets rid of things. It's like boiling water.
Mm-hmm. But once you boil the water enough... Weird little tidbit for you guys. It disappears.
Yeah.
It's gone.
But.
Which is kind of scary.
If you then place something over it, it will turn into steam and then you have more water than you started with.
Yeah. So you get this, guys. Like, so you have water and then if you make it hot, it will turn to this thing called steam. Well, it's still water, but
that's
it's in
the wild
air. That's
part.
The crazy part about it. And you know what? Let's not even get started on ice because we don't have a 3-hour show.
I wish we did.
I wish we did. Hey, people, Prander, if you're listening, which you
I
might
wish,
be.
I wish he was.
Yeah.
Well, do we ever figure out Prander's gender?
I don't know. I think the Prander has referred to himself.
Let's.
We'll have to find out later. Maybe we'll check the mailbag later.
Yeah.
Is there any other news pieces?
There is. Saudi Arabia is a kingdom, so that's a big reason why all this is happening.
Okay, so what's happening?
Let's see.
Because when I think kingdom, I think magical kingdom, which makes me think of Disneyland.
Okay, maybe Saudi Arabia is opening up a Disneyland.
Hmm. That would be definitely probably fun for people in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Disneyland of some sort. But like, but depends, I guess, if you're into that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anything to say about that?
No.
No?
No, I'm paid by the Saudi government, so I should probably... It's a bit of a conflict of interest.
Oh, you got... You're an Al Jazeera... Or wait, no, they're not. Is Al Jazeera Saudi?
I think Al Jazeera is the UAE.
Or, oh, right, yeah.
Or
yeah,
Yemen.
Yeah.
Not Yemen.
Qatar. It's in that area. It's in the Gulf or the Arabian Peninsula.
So all Gulf states look the same to you then?
Well, no, they're just close to each other.
All right.
All right, well, I guess is that all the pieces of news that we have?
That is, I can make some up if you want, if we want to stretch this out a bit.
Well, I don't think
I can.
Hey, RPP has a no fake news institution mandate.
Do you want me to go? I'll just go on the New York Times and read a real headline. I mean, we are where we are.
Where are we? Gosh. What?
I don't know.
Okay, why don't we just
end this. Okay, yeah. Let me pull up the theme song. 1 second. Can you fill some time?
I need to finish.
Okay, got it.
Okay, here we go.
All right, thanks. That's been the news.
That's been the news.
All right. Now we
of course just want a reminder that if you don't have any questions about the violent femmes, feel free to call in 604-822-2487.
Questions or answers? I'll
not about the line about let me go on or let me go wild. We've ascertained that. Thank you.
We've ascertained and ascertained it because we are now certain of what it is.
I am certain of this for sure.
Should we pick a topic?
Why don't we pick a topic?
Sometimes, you know, I feel like the topic picks us.
Wow, that's so deep. Yeah. Have you been reading Eastern philosophy lately?
I have.
Dude, that's so cool.
Such a good magazine.
Whoa. What? I don't know that song.
Me neither.
Wow.
Weird. Never heard that one before. Tristan Paycheck. Let's pick it up. Okay. Whoa, that's in new editions. I'd never heard those.
Yeah, that's like there's a bit of ad-libbing going on. Is there any ad-libbers who just goes like...
Maybe Scatman John does that. Like, he sneaks into songs.
Rest in peace.
He's like, scat, but
he does like an ad-lib in the middle of the scat?
Yeah.
Wow, that's why he is the Scatman. So what...
Can I just add a note about Scatman John?
Yeah, for sure.
I grew up in a town of bears. Mm-hmm. Not the population, but like the people weren't bears.
Yes, yes, yes.
I mean,
you don't
depending.
Know.
Depending,
who knows?
But it was there were many bears around.
Right, the wild animal.
And bear poo, is, as you may know, is often called scat.
And I'll say not even bear poo.
Most animal poo.
Yeah.
I'd say, other than giraffe maybe.
Yeah, that's
is special. Referred to as scat.
Yeah.
And... I remember hearing...
I'm just putting this together.
Scatman John. I was like, what is going on
I'm making
here?
A grossed out face.
Yeah, Tristan's making a grossed out face. And I'm like, this is gross. So our topic today is not Scatman John.
No, unfortunately. Maybe for another future episode.
Unfortunately. But...
But...
Are you... You just looked like you had something to say.
Yeah, I was
you
just...
said but.
No, I was just trying to add some oomph to that. Okay.
But...
Oh, did you?
What?
Do you want to do it alone?
Yeah,
I'll let you do
let
it
me
alone.
Do it alone. Okay. Let me do at least four of the words alone.
Okay.
But what we do have
is
thank you. The topic
of
the
day,
which is
surfing.
How'd you know that?
What?
I just pulled it out of my hat.
I know, but it's written in size 82 font, so I can read it from here.
It's my hat so big.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like surfing?
Do I like surfing? Well, I'll tell you. So. I don't know if I've ever been to a surfing place.
Whoa. This is some news that I'm hearing.
I mean,
I've never heard of this before.
A non-surfing place?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
as far as I'm concerned, you get a bottle of Dasani and a little surfboard, you're good to go.
Yeah, get a bathtub. Put some bubbles in there if you want. Get wild.
Yeah. Fill it up with sparkling water.
Yeah, put salt.
Yeah. Baking soda, vinegar.
Make yourself a little volcano.
Yeah, paper mache.
That's all surfing.
Yeah, that's all you need.
That's all you need. I've never been surfing.
Have you been surfed?
I've been surfed papers.
Oh, like you've had a subpoena.
I've had to go to subpoena on a few counts of trespassing and
what burglary. What is a subpoena?
A subpoena? I don't know. Like, let me tell you, when he said, "Hey, you've been just served a subpoena," I'm like, "Hey, I was at an Italian restaurant last night. I didn't see no subpoena."
Whoa! Oh. Hey.
And then the person ran away, jumped on a motorcycle.
Zappity boo!
They did throw a block of ice at my feet, which was weird.
That is weird. Yeah. I don't like that they did that. That's rude.
Yeah. So I've never been surfing. Jack, have you ever been surfing?
I have been surfing. I've been surfing two times in my life.
Two times.
Two times.
Two times.
Two
times.
The first time I went, the first time was when I was in Australia and I was a young boy. And my father took me into the city to see a marching band.
This sounds like a lyric to like a John
Anyway,
Fogarty
I joined the
song.
Bike parade. And then when I got out of the bike parade, we went surfing.
Is that a...
It's My Chemical Romance. Thank you. You've never been an edgy little idiot, have you?
No, I skipped that.
You used to listen to Pink Floyd.
I listened to a lot of Pink Floyd when other people were listening to My Chemical Romance.
Well, you're so... That's not even lamer. You're just a different kind of lame. Both of those things are really lame. You're just slightly less.
Okay.
Yeah, I was in Australia. I was in a town called Noosa Dua. Mm. I'm still not 100% on how that's spelled, if it's two O's or a U in the first
word.
Or if
there's, yeah, that's an interestingly.
Yeah. And I surfed and I stood up when I was like 8 years old. I'm sure the waves were about. No, in the car. They made me sit
No,
down.
But you were bored,
yeah.
though.
Yes.
Okay.
I was really bored because I was like, I'm so good at this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was in the World Surfing League for a little bit. And then I stopped.
You stopped?
Yeah, I stopped for a while. And then in first year of university, I was going to the University of Victoria, as I've mentioned before, as longtime first times will know.
Yeah.
As the cheesers will know.
As all the cheesers, which
we should start a newsletter called The Cheesers Melt.
Ooh. I like it. Me likey.
Yeah. Or like Cheese of the Month Club.
That could be a little more on the confusing side, but
what if we also started Cheese of the Month Club as part of it?
So, yeah, different types of Velveeta. We got a Velveeta Jalapeno. We got a Velveeta. We got a Brie.
A Velveeta Tex-Mex.
A Velveeta Hot and Spicy. We got
a Velveeta with a bit of zing.
A bit of zingy.
Velveeta Habanero.
Habanero.
A Velveeta back to Jalapeno because there's not that many types.
Yeah.
I hate when people say, like, subscription boxes are everywhere now. They always have been.
Yeah, they were just called...
Wine of the Month clubs.
Yeah. Wine of the Month.
National Geographic, if you think about it, is a subscription box.
Yeah.
But the box isn't cardboard. It's much thinner paper.
Mm-hmm.
And
if you're lucky.
Yeah. What do you think of Loot Crate?
I don't know.
Anyway, the second time I went surfing was in Tofino. Tristan, have you ever surfed?
I've never had a first time surfing because I've never surfed in my life.
Whoa, that's cool.
I have, I guess, body surfed, kind of.
Body surfing is fun. I like body surfing.
But it was more so just in the waves.
Ooh.
And not like doing like a surf when you're kind of on top of the wave and using it. It was just swimming amongst the waves when I was in Cuba a couple years ago.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm in Cuba.
Tell me more things about Cuba that you maybe didn't say on the first episode.
Well, I met some people there and a lot of Canadians.
Cool.
Yeah, so that's my experience. Okay, surfing has been almost branded. It has its own type of rock. It is a cool sport.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the coolest sport?
I'd say surfing, maybe skateboarding,
mm-hmm.
shuffleboard are probably the top three. The three S's, as I like to say.
The S.
I'm glad shuffleboard's up there because the SS does not have good PR.
No, we don't.
No.
We're not doing a double
S. We're not associating with the SS in any form.
You know what? I think I've mentioned on the show before how I'm not a huge sports fan, but shuffleboard... Put that on and ba-doom, 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 my heart, my blood is like pumping through my body. Adrenaline. It's amazing seeing those guys. Did you see the game last week with Leon McCormick?
No, but I saw one while I was eating McCormick, the ground pepper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's the same thing, basically. Probably the same feeling.
Yeah.
Spicy.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I put it on top of some of my... my Velveeta with a bit of zip.
Oh, you must have been.
I was like,
bye bye.
Ring the alarm. This is too much for me.
That's too spicy of a meatball.
Whoa, no. Why don't we, thanks. No thanks. Yeah, what are you saying?
Why don't we go to a break? QLB, yeah.
Let's go to a QLB.
I can't deal with this anymore. I can't deal with this show. I need a break.
It's okay. We're on a break. This first song is by Jonathan Bree, yes. Not the cheese. Speaking of the month, first day, it's called Coke. He's from New Zealand.
New Zealand.
As it turns out.
He's the land of the long drops.
Yeah. We'll explain what that is after the break. You got to keep listening. It sounds like my dad when he gets mad.
No, are you kidding me?
Dance? Everybody dance.
Oh, everybody. God, this is awful.
Isn't there anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
I'm going away. Look into my eyes. The last Sunday of every month from 11 to 5. Won't you hear with me at the Wise Hall, please? Wise Hall, please.
Do you want to voice this one?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Do you want me to voice it?
I can voice it. Please voice
That's
this one.
That's the wrong mic.
I forgot.
You f- dip. I can't believe I put up with this. And I asked for a grape soda, you asshole. Okay.
Due to a labor dispute, CITR is missing its star voice actors. That means if you're interested in producing PSAs, advertisements, and various other promotional wonders for airplay on the radio, we need you. Learn how to get involved with CITR's production department and all other facets of volunteering at CITR and Discorder magazine at CITR.ca. Programming, photography, media training, and more. Plus, a guest star in the lounge. No, wait, we can't promise that.
Can't believe I put up with this.
People are really done with politics as usual.
But then it's all about the competition.
Every Vancouverite has their own story.
The perfect time for our alternative.
Vancouver's municipal election looms. October 20th. Do you know who's running for
city council, school board, parks board?
This is a wacky municipal election, and you're going to want to stay updated. Download Seeking Office. The newest municipal elections podcast from CITR's News Collective. Find Seeking Office on iTunes and Stitcher, or wherever you download your podcasts, starting July 3rd.
The BC government now covers medications that could reduce your chances of contracting HIV by 90%. PREP stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis and is a preventative measure that HIV-negative folks can take to reduce their risk of becoming positive. Health Initiative for Men suggests that if you have had sex with a partner with HIV, have had a recent STI, have multiple sexual partners, have a history of inconsistent or no condom use, are currently involved in sex work, or have had repeated courses of post-exposure prophylaxis, then you might want to think about looking into PREP measures. CITR and Discorder are not medical professionals. Please refer to your doctor for more information.
And on that note, welcome back,
back to
Radio Pizza Party.
Party on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia on unceded Musqueam territory. Before we got into the break, we were discussing what a long drop is. We were also discussing surfing, but we left off on
long drop.
Long drops. Long if this is your first drop. Time listening to the show, this is just kind of how it
this
goes.
This is how we do. We're going to talk about
this is how it do.
So my father, old Honest Abe himself,
mm-hmm. He
Abraham Lamming the Fourth. Didn't feel like passing on the Abraham name to this
That's
guy,
fine.
Apparently.
Gave it to
That's
your
okay.
sister, which was an interesting move.
Yeah, but she goes by Babraham now.
Yeah.
What a long drop is. Have you ever been camping? Like at a big like provincial park?
Yes, I have.
And they have the like built porta potties there that like they aren't like regular porta potties.
Like an outhouse.
Like an outhouse. That's the one. You've been to an outhouse?
Yes.
That's a long drop.
Hmm. I, you know what the thing is? I just don't like what that term
what
focuses
it implies,
on.
It's the
on.
Falling.
I always get nervous in those things anyway. But yeah. So we were discussing surfing before the break as well, our experiences with. Do you know there's several surfing magazines, publications?
There are. Yeah. I'd say Transworld Surfing is one of them.
Surfing magazine.
Surf McGurf. That's the
editor. What's
the
other one? What did you say?
Trans World Surfing.
Is that a big one?
And I don't know if it still exists anymore. Where there's Trans World Skateboarding, and there used to be Trans World Surfing and Snowboarding, because they sell those in Whistler.
Interesting. So I always find these sort of niche magazines a little interesting, because like, how are you going to be skateboarding and reading a magazine? Like when I sit down and I'm reading a New Yorker, I can think about politics and sit. You have to, and when you're reading about it, you have to be doing that thing. So don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either. Honestly, if you're asking me honestly, I don't understand much.
That don't impress you much?
No, I side with Mariah Carey on that one.
What do you mean?
Nothing impresses me much.
Nothing?
Mariah Carey is famously difficult.
Is she?
Yeah, she's a. That's where the word diva comes from.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She was one of the OG divs?
Yeah. It's, doy, I've been dealing with Raya.
Oh, that's the A.
That's the A.
That's the A.
So it's doy.
Doy.
I-V, like I, they get rid of the apostrophe and the E.
Oh, yeah.
And then the A from Mariah. Anyway.
Anyway.
What were we talking about? Surfing?
Surfing.
Do you have a pair of surf shoes?
No.
That makes sense. You've never been surfing.
Yeah.
You ever surfed the web?
That is another definition of that word.
Yeah. Have you done it?
I surf the web every day.
You ever driven on the information superhighway?
Oh, my God. I'll pop on that thing. Some little...
Get out of my way, lady.
Out of my way.
Burp. What URLs are you punching in?
Oh, so, okay. So, get this. I start H.
Yeah.
TT.
Whoa.
P-S.
Whoa.
We're getting a caller.
Wait, can you finish the URL first?
S:// facebook.com.
No www dot. All right. Hey, first time, long time. How are you doing?
Hey, hello.
Hello.
Hey, who is this?
Who dis?
How's it going, fellas? This is DJ Captain Burger. How are you guys doing?
Good. Are you from another radio station?
I do work at many radio stations, but mostly what I do is I'm more of a journalist and producer.
Okay. Right, so you write a journal.
I feel like we're going past it. DJ
Katzenberger.
Sorry, say it again.
My name's DJ Katzenberger.
Katzenberger.
Is that because you catch burgers, or?
Well, it's like cats. Well, it's a German name. It's like K-A-T-Z, right?
Okay.
Okay.
So you're okay with you're in tune with your German identity.
Yeah, I do a lot of work out of Germany, but I'm Canadian based. Obviously, I like to fly.
Obviously, you like to fly.
Of course.
So you said you're a producer and a journalist.
Yeah, but only for Euro music.
Oh, Euro music. Okay.
Could not find much of a scene here.
In where are you located?
I'm in northwestern Alberta.
Oh, so you're calling from
long distance.
You know, it's crazy. Somehow I'm up on a hill, it must be something about the angle of the Rocky Mountains from where you guys, because you guys are all the way in Vancouver.
Yeah,
I get it. I get your radio on my home radio, loud and clear.
Oh wow, we should talk to the tech people. I'm sure they'd love to hear that.
It's insane. There must be some sort of like aluminum foil set up somewhere in the mountains. Who knows?
There must be some aluminum
foil.
That
must be it.
So you said you deal mostly with Euro music. What does that entail usually for you?
Well, as a journalist, I write articles for different magazines in Germany, like small to big ones, like national ones. Like, I shouldn't give out the names because it's more of a freelance thing. I don't have any steady work yet.
Okay. Okay. Well, maybe you can.
I could name some people I've done work for.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
There's Hans von Dantz.
Hans von Dantz. Okay.
There's Helena Handbasket.
These are the producers, like musicians that you've written about.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the one I've worked with actually helped him make music was the famous chef Jamie Oliver.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
He wanted to have a rap album. He's gonna he wanted to last year, but I think he's sitting on it right now.
And then I'm just a question for you. So Euro music, typically people consider it like the continental Europe. But does that also extend to the UK? Because Jamie Oliver is technically from Europe.
Well, that's the thing. He's a huge fan of German and Norwegian music, and he's trying to sort of expand the industry out that way.
Okay, so
he wants more people to be part of the scene, and he wants to be the headline for the UK. He wants to, you know, be the frontier man, the journeyman, Jamie Oliver.
Wow, so he's taking a lot of initiatives, this guy. He's healthy eating, Euro style. Euro music is, I mean, like, I'm no expert.
I'm thinking Venga Boys.
Yeah, I'm thinking like Venga Boys. I'm thinking like really high BPM and like lyrics where they say the same thing over and over again.
So, yeah, like, you ever heard of Techno Viking?
Yes, yeah, unfortunately. That's a video, right?
I made that video.
Wait, you filmed that video?
Wild.
On the streets of Amsterdam, when Techno Viking emerged.
I did not know that.
Wow, so do you still work with the Techno Viking, or what's the relationship?
It was more of a freak accident, right? Like, I was
it was a freak, it was a freak accident. It makes it sound horrible.
Well, it does, you're right, the phrasing, but I mean, it's not really inaccurate phrasing.
Okay.
I was in a cafe with my lovely deceased wife.
Was your
wife is deceased?
Was she deceased then?
Off today. She wasn't dead at the time. She's dead now.
Was she close to death?
You'd think so by the way she looked.
Well, that's, you can't say
what?
That. You can't say that about your, what?
But what a battle axe.
That's your dead wife. That's, okay, so you're sitting with your, presumably, you're soon to be, okay, you're four.
Ill. She was very ill.
She was very ill. Your wife, your late wife.
A coffee on the streets of Amsterdam. There's people biking up and down the roads.
Sounds like Amsterdam.
And, did you say which Amsterdam?
No, I said that sounds like Amsterdam, people biking up and down the street.
I misunderstood. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
And then, yeah, like, there was a brick building, and it sort of erupted.
How?
Making a merch. But there wasn't, like, other than the sound of people speaking, there wasn't any music. And then all of a sudden, you heard this loud, you know, and the video shows he came through and danced on the street, and there was a parade all of a sudden.
You as a Euro fan, you're probably like, when you hear that, you're like, that's like the Candyman coming down the street, you know, ringing the ice cream bell.
Yeah, it gets me moving, it gets me running. Like, you know, I just really enjoy the fast, high-tempoed beats of German music.
Yeah. I just want to ask, maybe, Jack, did you have any questions for, DJ Katzenberger? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Hi. That's your name, right? DJ Katzenberger?
Really? I just was waiting for Jack.
No, I was just
making
sure.
I have questions. I have lots of questions. Okay. How did your wife die?
Yeah, thank you for... I didn't want to, but I appreciate it.
I'll ask. I don't care. Oh, I hate this guy.
A bridge.
What?
She fell off of a bridge.
Oh. Only one of those words came through earlier and not the whole... How did she fall off
a bridge?
Wait,
she was ill. You said she was ill. What?
No, it's a shame. She was on her way out, and she, you know, she was walking the baby on the bridge. The baby tripped her, and she fell off the bridge.
Really? Well, she fell off of a... with a baby? There was a baby involved?
The baby tripped her, and the baby's totally fine. He's my son. Like, he's over there.
He's where are you right now? Describe your situation currently.
Well, I'm in my house. Do you want me to, like, I don't know, my house, I don't have a whole lot of money in Canada. It's all frozen in German banks.
It's all, like, in blocks of ice?
Yeah. So, they're tricky, those Germans.
Really?
Well, yeah, I mean, I imagine that's why you like them so much, is they have this...
They have a really good sense of humor, but it's more of a gallows humor.
Oh, yeah. I know somebody who does humor the gallow way.
Yeah.
That's how I'd say it.
Yeah.
Humor the gallow way.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry. So, your wife died in a horrible accident, which
a freak accident. Was the baby the freak? Would you describe the baby as a super freak?
She's a big old freak. Freak of the week, even.
This was a large, freaky baby? Was it like had a painted face? It's going like, ah!
Was it the kind you'd take to home to mother, though, is the real question.
I mean, I would if I could, right?
I guess
Did
that's
you kill
fair.
The baby?
I don't want to hear. We don't need that.
Jack,
don't answer that.
Well, the thing is, it was a really tall bridge.
How tall? Which bridge was this? Where was this?
What kind of question is
this? I want to know how your dumb wife died.
You said it was a battle axe? I don't know what that means.
I know it's sexist.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like a domineering wife. I Googled it. I've heard the term before. It's also a song by Sharon Needles. Yeah. He's a real battle
so, sorry, what was the question that Jack asked? I got a little...
Which bridge was it?
Where was it? Which bridge? Yeah. Interrogatingly.
Yeah, the guy's wife passed away, and you're saying, prove it, what bridge?
How long ago did she die?
I'm sorry?
How long ago did she die?
Oh, this was like yesterday, maybe?
Yesterday?
And you're calling... And you're
she fell off a tall bridge in Alberta?
And you're calling her a battle axe?
On the radio?
There are bridges in Alberta.
That's not... That was the least, like, controversial question we asked you.
Yeah.
It's to answer, though.
Okay, so you're... Northern America... Okay. I feel like we need to go back to the Euro questions.
Go ahead.
Have you ever been on Eurovision?
Eurovision?
Yeah.
Is that like a different kind of seeing?
It's
I wonder as
yeah.
Something that felt like Eurovision when I was in Germany, let me tell you boys.
Whoa,
Oktoberfest.
Whoa. Did you ever work with the guys who did Tarzan Boy?
I worked with the guys who did Tarzan.
Wait, you worked with Phil Collins?
Absolutely.
I didn't know he was... I guess he is European. He is from England.
He was in the air that night.
He was flying through the air?
Yeah, you're in a
Did
plane?
You just see his plane take off?
Well, Phil Collins, the reason he doesn't make music anymore and the reason he even left Genesis was because he reached enlightenment and he doesn't touch the ground anymore.
Whoa.
Really?
So he's able to glide.
Yeah, he let go of his earthly possessions and he just... Sort of. It's honestly not far because he is still a rock star. There's not really a whole lot to be able to float him on, but wow. You know, a good couple millimeters off the ground.
Just
a
enough.
A few
to,
millimeters? Yeah. Just was he doing that thing where you stand in one place and you use your other foot so it kind of looks like you're levitating?
He did like you know when you put your arms in a doorway.
And you lift up your one leg.
Can you pull your arms out and they float?
So he was standing in a closet.
So that's what you saw.
You saw him halfway in a closet lifting one of his legs.
Both of them, otherwise how would he float?
How do you know he was lifting both? If he was in a closet. Oh, my God.
Sorry to our listeners.
I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed of myself.
Okay. So you saw Phil Collins levitating in a closet. And,
but only a few millimeters.
Wow, okay.
Spoke to me.
Oh, that tickled me pink.
And he spoke to
What is he, God?
What did he say? What did he say?
He decreed.
What did he decree?
I don't care anymore.
That's the only thing he said.
That is, but imagine you're seeing Phil Collins levitating in a closet, just saying, I don't care
anymore. Did he do that? No, Mo. No, Mo. Or did other people do that for him?
There were these little, like, goblin dudes.
Little goblins.
I am
were
beginning
they casting
to
spells.
Were these the freaky babies?
Was it the one freaky baby?
Yeah, he tripped goblin up.
You tripped the goblin up? What a
goblin
jerk.
The bridge?
Oh, whoa. Oh, that baby is so freaky.
So freaky baby.
I think my kid's trying to be like a ninja or something. I don't know. I don't really pay attention to him anymore.
That's not. You have children. That is alarming to me.
But I know. I'm worried. I'm shocked and appalled, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm just listening to what Phil Collins said. That guy can float. I want to be like him.
Cool.
Wow.
All right, okay. We're gonna have to let you go.
Yeah,
we're,
I think
we gotta go to for a quick
we gotta
little break
go quick little break. Thank
expires.
You so much, DJ there. Katzenberger.
You're very welcome, boys. And you know what? If you ever find yourself in downtown Offenbergen, Germany,
I'd rather not.
Okay, well.
So get out of here.
There goes your European career, Mr. Lamming.
Euro trip, more like Euro trip and fall.
Whoa! All right, bye.
All right, thanks so much, DJ.
We love you.
Bye.
Wow. Okay.
What an illuminating call.
Yeah, like he experienced a transcendental experience with Phil Collins. And
I feel like he got a lot out about the death of his ill wife
tripped
at the hands of a freaky baby.
Well, with that, why don't we do a little palate cleanser, a little QLB, and then I think when we come back, we'll have another.
We might have a guest.
We might have a guest.
I've heard somebody scratching at the door like a cat.
Really?
This could just be in the headphones. They're very old, mm-hmm. but I think this may have been what I've heard.
We'll have to check if that was a cat.
Yeah.
We'll have to open the door. Yeah. All right. What's the next song on
the next
Rasta?
Song is called...
And it's not going to be a Rasta song.
Elvis Wedding Chapel. By Scumlaude.
Scumlada.
Scumlada.
Like it's like...
Yeah, I get it. Bye!
Dream like I bleed from my side, but I feel fine. Better than reading a great magazine? Reading a great magazine that also helps you fight poverty. Megaphone Magazine is sold by homeless and low-income vendors on the streets of Vancouver and Victoria. Vendors buy magazines for 75 cents and sell them for $2. It's flexible, low-barrier work for people who may not have access to traditional jobs. Download the Megaphone app to find vendors and buy the magazine, even when you don't have change.
Join Jo Dworczyk and her comrades in stand-up comedy on August 13th at the Yuck Yucks Comedy Club as they attempt to make you laugh for a good cause, raising money for the Residents for Independent Living Society. The lineup includes Megan Milton, Andrew Valance, Julia Stretch, Claire Pollock, Haley Beamish, and Byron Bertram, with Katie Ellen Humphreys as the headliner. The doors are at 7 with the show at 8, with all money going directly to the Residents for Independent Living Society. For ticket information, go to yuckyucks.com/Vancouver.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a clothing.
If you really want to know more about fashion, I mean, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode.
So for me,
nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 for discounts on Main Street at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Biltmore Cabaret, Red Cat Records, Lucky Comics, The Wallflower Modern Diner, Neptune Records, The Rag Machine, The Regional Assembly of Text, and so many more.
Hi.
Well,
sorry about that. If I peaked anybody.
Hey, if you've been.
I'm sorry, sorry for peeking and party rocking.
Hey, don't ever be sorry for that. You are, of course, listening to Radio Pizza Party on CITR.
Radio Pizza Party.
101.9 FM from the University of British Columbia on unceded territory of the Musqueam people.
Yeah.
If this is your first time listening today, or in general,
we're a
chatting show. We have segments. We have guests. Before the break, we were discussing surfing, but then we had a quite eventful call with a what's his name? DJ Katzenberger.
DJ Katzenberger.
Whose wife was
murdered.
Murdered slash in a freak accident. And also he saw Phil Collins float.
Yes. So, in a closet.
Yeah.
With one of his legs in the thing.
In a thing.
Thing, I'd say.
Yeah.
What do we do on our show?
What do we do on our show? I just said we have guests. We have segments.
Whoa.
Okay, I believe I have a segment.
We have a letter.
We have a letter. We got this during the break when we were just sitting there relaxing. We're having a couple margs, and we thought, might as well check the emails while we're at it.
Yeah, just one second. Just one second.
One second. So we saw a little number one in our inbox, and we figured, hey, someone sent us a email.
Yeah.
And we
here, let me play the theme song for this segment.
Jambalaya.
Get it? Because of Newman and Mail, Seinfeld?
Did he get mailed jambalaya?
No, he was a mailman.
Oh,
that was
right.
His thing. And Jerry hated mail.
Really?
He hated Newman. Okay. And by extension, mail.
So we have a letter from the CEO of CITR.
Yeah, we do. Not to brag.
Some Pran Mail.
This is an episode of Pran Mail, if you're
This is an episode of Pran Mail. So what is Prander up to?
All right. Should I do my Prander voice?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, guys. Long time, no time. It's me again, the CEO from Beverly Hills. You know the one. Prander McGunther. Just kidding. But do you get it? It's from that Prince song. I've missed you guys. I want to say the best thing I've ever done was hire you guys, except, of course, marrying my ridiculous wife. One thing I've noticed that I want to point out to you guys was that your show was not on air recently. What's up with that, guys? I mean, I'm just the humble CEO of CITR, but even I noticed. Maybe talk about that on the show. Something like, what can you do instead of being on your show that I graciously let you have? Why don't you consider that one? Hey, guys, I'm not mad. Regards, Prander.
Wow, Jack, your impression is...
It's spot on.
Astounding.
I've been practicing.
That was amazing.
Quite a bit, not going to lie.
I felt like Prander was in the room. So yeah, as we discussed a little earlier, we've been
off the air.
We've been off the air.
I'd say we've been maybe off the rails a little bit.
On a crazy train. Crazy
train. Where was your train going?
My train was going to several islands and mountains. What was
your
that?
Mic is isn't it, on? Is whoever that is.
Is there an echo in here? Is there an echo?
Is there an echo?
Is there an echo?
Is there an echo?
So yeah, we've been midway. So what did you say? A game called things that we could be doing other than our radio show that. Was graciously.
Yeah, he said we should talk about that on the show, and it's something like, quote,
what can you do instead of being on your show that I graciously let you have?
See, I can turn that on and off in a moment.
It takes you a second to get in the zone. Jack closes his eyes.
But
and,
once I do it, I'm amazing at it. Oh, mm-hmm. I think Brander wants to come out again.
Hey, guys.
Wow. Hey, Prander. Bye. See you later.
See you. So, Jack, what could we be
what
doing?
Could we, what could, than, how could we acknowledge the fact that we've been off the air other than the fact that we've been off the air?
And that Prander himself.
I don't think we know Prander's gender.
No,
gender-neutral name, especially the McGunty part.
Yeah. Prander. Has noticed, and that is kind of scary.
Yes,
because this person, holds my livelihood in the palm of their little hand.
Well, we don't know what size their hands are.
The listener can see.
Tristan is tracing out the shape of a penis in the palm of his hand. That's your livelihood? Yeah. Getting paid in penis gummies?
Okay. This is a family show, Jack. I mean, it's not that kind of
this
show.
This isn't kind of that kind of show.
So it's what's something that we could be doing?
I mean, to acknowledge the fact that we haven't been on the air?
Or no, maybe just something
else that we could be doing?
Yeah, that's...
Jet skiing.
Jet skiing, sure.
Maybe.
Surfing. What about roller skating?
I'd say that's surfing the sidewalk, maybe. If you had two little surfboards strapped to your feet and you went straight forward.
Not water skiing, though.
No.
No way.
No way. That's skateboarding.
Yeah.
If you had one big water ski that was really wide.
That you'd use for both of your feet.
Yeah.
That would surf the streets.
That would be cool. It'd surf.
But
surf
it would be water skiing.
Yeah.
You'd be surfing the streets, but you would be water skiing.
Yeah.
So that's something.
Water skiing is a type of surfing. Everybody knows that.
I mean, I feel like that it goes without saying.
Yeah.
These days.
In these times, mm-hmm. in this weird world we're living in.
So wacky.
So wacky and wavy, I'd say.
Wavy.
But by the way,
gravy.
I'd like to explain something.
Okay, explain it.
So we weren't on the air 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. That was because of a live broadcast. That wasn't up to us.
Oh, that's true.
Then we weren't on the air because you were away.
Yeah.
On an island.
Yes.
In the sea.
In the sea. And I was really worried that I would fly off the rails, puncture a hole in the island, and it would sink.
Of your crazy train.
Yeah, I was worried that I'd fly off the rails of my crazy train, chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga,
choo-choo,
and the island would sink.
Wow, that would have been sad.
Yeah, and it's kind of, but that didn't happen. Salt Spring Island still exists.
Unfortunately.
To some would say that.
People who hate Salt Spring Island, you
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, yeah, people who hate it with a fervor.
And a fever. Tree tonic.
Yeah. Speaking of Spalt Spring Island, I don't think I've told you about this.
What's Spalt Spring?
Spalt Spring.
Right.
Me and Stephanie were getting in the cab to go to the ferry terminal.
You got a cab to the ferry terminal?
Because there was a bus. There was an issue with the bus. And we were like, it's close enough to just take a cab and it won't be that bad. So we get in the cab. It says cash only. We don't realize this till we're like on our way.
Yeah.
And then we see that little ticker. It is ticking up. For about a 5 minute, 10-ish minute drive, it was like $15.
Wait, which ferry terminal are you going to? To Wasson?
No. On Salt Spring Island.
Oh.
Like from the town to the ferry terminal, because it's not in the downtown area where we were staying. So, and then this taxi driver was just like, he's just like, I don't know, something. He told us to be quiet when he was on the phone. And then it was like, we didn't have any cash, we had $9. He dropped us off like on the side of the highway, took $9 and left. It just made me mad.
How far away from the ferry terminal?
Well, like not like it was like on the street where like the cars pull in, while there is definitely a place where the
cab should pull in.
Yeah, so it was just, I don't know, that was an experience I hadn't told you about yet.
I'm glad you hadn't told me about it. So
I'm just gonna
he was mad
quickly.
Because you paid him just over half of what his labor was worth.
Well, I don't think his labor was worth that. He drove 5-10 minutes, and it was
grumpy.
It was like $17.
It was $17?
Yeah.
So you paid him barely half of what his labor's worth.
Okay, well, don't make me sound like an enemy of the people.
Would you describe yourself as a socialist?
I don't know if... Is that something that you should say on air?
Well, I mean, just trying to figure out where your moral compass is. Are you pointing north?
I just say that I agree that work should be paid for. I'm gonna sit on that.
you're just gonna let that chill out.
I'm just gonna let that chill out. Jack, what have you been? You went away that weekend, didn't you? Or no, you went away a few weekends or something.
I went away. I mean, I've been working. I went to Whistler this week for 1 hour.
Cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. I got one ski run in.
Speaking of 1 hour, we've gone past that point in our show.
About 12 minutes past.
Which means only one thing.
What?
My segment.
Let's play
this, given that, okay, we don't play it just yet. Given that Halloween is on the horizon, it is coming up quite soon. I figured we'd get ourselves in the Halloween mood coming up here. And this is a little segment about
this is called,
Halloween.
What's it called?
We're going to have to listen to the theme song to find out.
Okay.
Tales from the Tryst Keeper.
All right, that's all right.
And then on your on the document, on there's something I want you to play while I tell these spooky stories.
All
to
right.
Put the
ooh, there's spooky stories. All right, let's play some spooky stories.
So just have that going in the background. So if you know anything, it is Tales from the Tryst Keeper. I'll tell you some harrowing stories straight from the spookiest places. This story is called The Story of the Ghoulish Gang. No reaction there? Okay.
Sorry, I had to think about it for a minute there.
There once was a gang of ne'er-do-wells. Their names were Lenny, Kenny, Benny, and Lenny. The types that you would that would catcall old ladies on a Wednesday afternoon.
Ew.
The five of them decided it was high time to get some real cheddar. That means money in gang speak, in case for the listener. So they hatched a plan. They thought they could rob the home of the local retired sitcom star, who will remain nameless for this story, but rest assured she's old, frail, and your parents might know her. The gang decided to pounce late at night while she was asleep, as to preserve the element of surprise. The leader of the gang said, "We should pounce late tonight while she's asleep to preserve the valuable element of surprise." They jimmied the back door and the gang slipped in. But they saw down the hall there was a door with the light on. Light coming through the bottom of the door. They creaked up and they heard two voices. The woman, the sitcom star who lived here, they lived alone. Who was here? The gang inched through the hallway past the photos of Bob Denver and Alan Hale Jr., and they all trembled in their boots as they slowly opened the door. And they recoiled in terror when they saw the sitcom star kissing a mummy. They all screamed and were turned to stone because they looked into the mummy's golden eyes. The end. Thank you. This next story is called The Story of the Lonely.
Can I have a minute?
Yeah, what?
All right, I'm good. Keep going. I just need a minute to decompress.
That was a quick minute. The Story of the Lonely and Spooky Old Man. I'll try to get more scary. There once was an old man who only wanted some companionship in his lonely life. He walked the streets trying to start conversations, telling jokes, complimenting people's clothes, and asking girls to smile. But no one wanted to talk to the old man who made people feel uncomfortable. So he just sat around and watched Fox News and drank cheap gin. But one night he was awakened in the wee hours. He'd been asleep for 4 hours and it was 10 p.m. The sound that woke him was the laughter of a child, a sound he hasn't heard for decades. The old man quickly got on his pajamas and followed the direction of the noise, but every time he seemed to get near the source, it moved farther away. He put on his shoes and followed the laughter out the door. He knew in his heart that he had to follow it. He followed it to the local graveyard, and the voice got fainter, but he heard it emanating from the depths of Jacob's mausoleum.
Who's Jacob?
I don't know. He strained to move the stone door, and he stepped down. There's a fire already lit in the depths of the tomb as he inched closer, and he saw on the walls written in blood was SS Minnow, written in blood, and near the flame there were two figures intertwined. Shaking, he got closer and saw it. A mummy and a famous sitcom actress embracing in a kiss. The man ran away but fell and had a heart attack. The mummy then looked at him with his golden eye and he turned to stone. The end. There's a bit of a delay on that.
Whoa! Sorry, I need some time to think about these things.
Okay,
right.
Last story. There was this young couple. The husband was a lawyer and the wife was an interior decorator. They had recently moved from the city to the country, and they wanted a break from that horrible rat race out there. Lucky for them, they found a beautiful Victorian home in an idyllic rural town for dirt cheap, and they were blown away by their luck. Their son, Bobby, got two rooms. But as soon as they moved in and started to remodel and change the outdated interior, this is where things started acting up. Doors would open, and things would go missing, and little Bobby developed an imaginary friend that he called Beelzebub. One day they came home to find that everything in their house had been stacked in one corner and their basement was flooded. They decided to bring a priest into their home to exorcise the demons. He came in and did his incantations and assured the family that the problem would be over. But oh God, was he wrong. That night the couple woke to a horrible noise at the foot of their bed. You guessed it, guys. A mummy kissing Tina Louise from Gilligan's Island, and Beetlejuice was also there. They screamed, but they were quickly turned to stone by that mummy's oh-so-famous golden eye I've told you about. The end.
Whoa, let me just give the screamer a bit of time to hear. There they are. Wow. Whoa.
That just has been Tales from the Tryst Keeper.
Should I play the outro?
Yeah,
I'll do it.
Yeah, sure. Just do like the last part of it. Thank you. I don't have to.
Maybe I'll just fast forward it.
Yeah, maybe just. This is taking away the spookiness. Whoa. If this is half speed, I'm going to take 30 seconds.
Here we are.
Thank you. Tales from the Tryst Keeper.
What?
Wow, getting you in the mood for Halloween. Coming up, kids, make sure to not get razor apples.
Yeah.
That's a big thing that you got to watch out for.
Me neither.
Hmm?
I think we have one last guest that'll help us for our last quick segment. Would You Rather.
A little game called Would You Rather.
Should I introduce our guest?
Yes.
I think I will. Your name, guest?
I want to do a little. The kind of person who will blow a gal away because she's so good. She's so great. Sophie Galloway.
Yeah, here she is.
She has a laser gun.
Sam.
It's on. Your mic's on.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Talk right
into it. No, it's not.
Well,
you have to talk directly into it.
Talk directly into it.
There you go. It's on. All right. Would you rather drive Greg Withermeyer's car or Sarah McPhee's scooter?
Ooh. And we have to ask, make sure to. Well, you didn't play. We didn't do any of the intro or anything for it, Jack.
Let me do the intro or anything for it, Jack.
What? One sec, Sophie.
Would you rather?
Oh, there's a spooky version.
Spooky,
would you rather.
Cry.
Would you rather want to burn me? Would you rather want to see me cry?
I clear my throat in the beginning.
Shut up.
Of the.
Would you rather drive Greg Withermeyer's car or Sarah McPhee's scooter? I'm not sure how much it has to do with this, but Greg is spelled G-R-A-I-G.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in that case, it would be Sarah's scooter.
Talk some questions, because Jack might pull the rug from under you and say Sarah's scooter actually has a bomb on it or something. Does her scooter have a bomb on it?
No.
Okay.
But you have to go a little bit of ways. You're going to the Sody Fountain.
Okay. G-R-A-I-G is criminality.
It's a...
Therefore, Sarah, gotta go with that. Scoot.
Skate.
Well, I like.
Would it be one of those scooters that, like, when you break your leg and then you like kneel on the scooter?
No, it's like a razor.
A friend of mine has one of those right now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Friend of the show, Nick.
Oh, yeah.
Nick. Shouldn't have fallen down that cliff, buddy. I've said it before. I'll say it again. You shouldn't have done that.
Big mistake, bro.
You boofed it. You think he was laying down there? He's like, oh, I should not have made this conscious decision
to fall down a cliff.
I really biffed this. Hey, if we can talk about somebody's dead sick wine and yeah. Phil Collins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wishing you a speedy recovery, Nick.
He's slow got a scooter now. So
slow it down. Give him time to think about it. Tristan.
I like a good old trick.
Like a truck?
Yeah, I can put some truck
no
nuts on it.
There's involved in this equation.
Yeah, there is.
It's
Greg's
car.
Oh, it's his car? Oh, I thought it was his truck.
I mean, you can put car nuts on it. Like,
yeah, sure.
Like a, well, you think they make Honda Civic nuts?
They should for those horrible people so you know to...
avoid them. Yeah,
avoid
or
them.
Buy their car.
Slash their
and
tires.
And throw the nuts in the garbage.
What kind of... So is it a Honda Civic that Craig has?
Greg has. It is a 1997
like it.
Good Camry, year. But it runs
sounds
pretty good.
Dope.
Oh, I think, you know what?
97.
I think Nick has that exact car.
Really?
Yeah, he did.
97 Camry?
I think so.
I never had like an old 90s Honda.
I had Toyota. I had a 90s Civ, which ran pretty good.
Cool. So you'd go with a car?
I'll go with the car.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
We'll wrap it up then.
Wait,
this has been Would You Rather.
Oh, no, do we have time
for
one more?
We'll do one more quick.
Yeah.
All right. Would you rather hold hands with Scary Jerry for one whole hour or fall into a ravine full of snakes?
What kind of snakes? That's the first question I'm going
to
ask.
Remember the rule. Red next to yellow, cuddly fellow. Red next to black, jump way back.
Oh, so which one
is
it?
Unless he's been milked, then it's fine.
Yeah, if it's been milked, you should think it's been fine.
A milk snake?
No, those are way too expensive. Oh. It's a mix of the two. There's one red next to black.
Ooh, so...
Are the rest like gummy worms?
Of how many?
No, the rest are red next to yellow, so they're just cuddly fellows.
Cuddly fellows. Surely the cuddling would outweigh
You gotta talk right into the mic.
How many people... Or not people. I mean, are they people?
The snakes are people too.
Are they sodders?
Are they what?
Solder students?
Oh, yes, they are. They're
Justin,
all solder students. And they're trying to add you to their LinkedIn. But in the middle of them all,
is an
there's
actual
a guy.
Snake. Oh, no.
No, there's a guy with a red and black headband and a poisoned knife.
Oh, man.
And he's looking for you.
And he's real stabby.
The other option is hold hands with Scary Jerry for one whole hour.
How scary is Scary Jerry?
Scary Jerry has knives for eyes.
Oh, so when he looks at you with, like, daggers, shooting daggers into you?
Yeah, he's staring daggers. Yeah. That's what he does. What do you think? Other than that,
he's
so
good.
You just kind of sit in silence, and every once in a while he'll just go boom, and he's just like, whoa, Jesus, Scary Jerry, yeah. That's sort of his whole thing.
Yeah, I think I'll go scary.
You're gonna go with
I'll
Scary
do,
Jerry.
I'll think that he won't shoot
Sophie,
daggers
what
into
you
my
thinking?
Eyes.
Snakes and ravines.
You're gonna go with the snakes in the ravine.
Aye.
All right, that's cool because you get a machine gun, so you can defend against the red and black guy.
Hey.
You don't have to jump back as much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna wrap up the show there. Well,
do we go to do the outro for that?
Yeah.
For Would You Rather?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh, we'll do the.
Yeah, you gotta do the outro.
Maybe stop sticking to the rules of the show that you created.
God, I clear my throat.
You,
you
can't even hear it.
You can't even hear it.
I'm like good. You can't even hear it.
Can't even hear it. Would you rather? Okay, that's probably fine.
That'll do it. All right. The way we end our shows is we all go around and say
we'll
a word.
That word becomes
the title.
Titles?
Sophie, what do you want to say? You start us off with a random word.
What?
Any word.
What? You can
think of a word. Just say
Sophie's
a word.
Sophie's doing the cut me off.
Yeah.
Motion.
Just say
just
a
say
single
any
word.
Light bulb.
That was.
That's great. Yeah, that's great.
Jack.
Hammer. Light bulb. Jackhammer. Perfect.
Sweet.
That's great.
Light bulb. Jackhammer.
All right. This has been Radio Pizza Party. See you next week.
Oh wait, before you go, rate us on iTunes.
Stitcher Premium.
We were recently on
Arcade Fire Sings the Alphabet.
We talked about the song Haiti, so check that out with Alex and Owen. And tune in next week at the same time, same place. We're also a podcast.
Same time, same place. Ace of Base. Bye.
Bye.
What is CITR's reputation, being that it's been around for so long?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's very active in the community because it's run by community members and UBC students, obviously. Whether you're into radio as a hobby or whether you want to get some real world experience. It's a great place to go. It's like a very open and creative environment. Everybody that's, you know, working here seems really jazzed about what they're doing at the station. Just lots of really like good, like challenging music and spoken word content. It's a great station.
CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia, on unceded Coast Salish, Musqueam territory. Learn how to get involved at citr.ca.
So you're a member of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 with discounts on Commercial Drive at
Audio Pile, High Life Records, Mintage, People's Co-op Bookstore, Stormcrow Tavern, The Rio Theater, JQ Clothing Limited, and Bone Rattle Music Limited.
Are really done with politics as usual.
But then it's all about the competition.
Every Vancouverite has their own story.
The perfect time for our alternative.
Vancouver's municipal election looms. October 20th. Do you know who's running for
city council, school board, parks board?
This is a wacky municipal election, and you're going to want to stay updated. Download Seeking Office, the newest municipal elections podcast from CITR's News Collective. Find Seeking Office on iTunes and Stitcher, or wherever you download your podcasts, starting July 3rd.
I'm going away. Look into my eyes. The last Sunday of every month from 11 to 5. Won't you hear with me at the Wise Hall, please? Wise Hall, please.
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
Full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.